Hello.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Right now, you're the only one on.
Okay.
Usually there's more people on. I don't know. Good evening.
Good evening, Hannah.
Good evening, Jasmine. Please join me in saying the Anna Bacala. Anna Bekoa, Gedula Chimin Sa Tatir Serura, Alephet Gimel Yud Tat Sadi, Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagvenu Taharenu Nora Kufre Shayan Sintet Nun Nagibor Dorshe Yehudcha Kivava Shamrem Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin. The letters of the month of Cheshvan, the Dalid that created the planet Ma'adim, the planet Mars, and the Nun that created the constellation Akrav, the astrological sign of Scorpio. Together, the Dalid and the Nun spells the Hebrew word Din, which means judgment. Barhem tacharem Rakame sit karcha tamid gam lem betet resh sadi taf gimel chasin kadosh birov tucha nael adata chet kuf bet tet munayim. Yachid Gea Lamcha Pene Zokre Kiddushata Yud Gimel Lamed Zayin Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushma Tziyakatenu Yodea Talumot Shin Kufav Tzadi Yud Ta. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. Now we'll use the 13 attributes of mercy to separate between the positive and the negative aspects of that creation. Adonai Yoheh Waheh. Adonai Yoheh Waheh. El Rachum V'Chanun. Erech Apayim. V'Ral Chesed V'Emet. No tzer chesed la'alafim, no se awon va'fesha, v'chata'a v'nakei. Now we're going to read the verses that we read daily that connect us to the energy of this year and previous years. And we're going to do that after we say Elishem Yichud. L'shem yuchud kudsha barichu ishkinte bitzilu urchimu urchilu urchilu urchimu le'ata l'shem yud he b'vav he b'yichuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael limud Torah mitzvah lasok Torah mitzvah Vayehino am Adonai Eloheinu aleinu maasei adeinu konenei aleinu maasei adeinu konenehu. The first of two verses that connect us to the year 5777, the year of the goat, is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. Tzod tzaduni katzipor. The first letters of this verse can be parsed into three Hebrew words. Tzatz ki yach, which translates as appear like brothers. The final letters of these words in the verse can be permutated into two Hebrew words, dir yam. And this is translated as a sea of tenants. Both of these translations relate to this energy of this year, the year of the goat. Then there are two verses. Well, there's one more verse for 5777, which is Joshua chapter 23, verse 8, which has the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Zion, concealed within the verse. The letters of that name of the year are separated by seven letters between each letter. Kim badonai ohe wahe Elohechem tadabaku kasher asitem ad hayom hazeh. Then there are two verses that connect us to the energy of 5776, which is the year of the pause. And if you feel overwhelmed or out of sorts and need to take a break, saying these two verses will help you make that connection to the break, to the pause. The first of the verses is 2 Chronicles, chapter 29, verse 34. Racha kohanim ayu limat v'lo yachlu lehavshit et kol ha'olot v'yechaskum achechem ha'levim ad kelotam lacha v'ad yitkadshu ha'kohanim. Ki ha-levim yishrei levav lehitkadesh meha-kohanim. This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letter of that, each of those words, we're able to permute it into eight names of God. Adonai Yohei-Wahei La-la-hei Wa-wa-wa Yo la yo ala me, hey hey hey, aka a, re ka ha. The second verse that connects to 5776 is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bifu ba Adonai Yohe Wahe Ade Ad Kibia Yohe Adonai Yohe Wahe Tzur Olamim. There are three verses that connect to the energy of 5775, the year where we've potential to swallow death forever. And this first one is Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishe mimeni, lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. The second one is 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru udu mikol hamachavoiya. Asher yidchabe sham ushavtem Eli el nachon Wehalakti itchem Wechayayim yeshno Varetz v'chipasti Oto b'kol alfe Yehuda. And the third verse is Job chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo lanetzach Yoved Roav Yomru Ayo. And this last year that we say a verse for is 5774. The verse, the energy of this year is peace in the Middle East. And we say this verse to maintain the ceasefire and expand it into a full peace treaty, and also to expand it to be inclusive of all of the directions, not just the south. The verse is 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wesamti makom le'ami li'Yisrael untati v'shakan tachtav v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu v'nei avla l'anoto kasher barishona. We're now going to read a verse from the Zohar that connects to the energy of certainty. The verse is from Parashat Yitro, Pasuk 29. Rabbi Abba Amar Vekama Atar Tane Nandekucha Berifu Kolma Diaved Leila Witata Kolaiho kishot v'ovada dikshot v'leit lach mila v'alma divaye barnash v'dach yaleya mineya ulan haga v'ya kilana v'hakulu ovada Dikshot inun v'kola itzterich v'alma. We're now going to scan the 72 names of God. And the 72 names from the Tzaddikim. The names of the Tzaddikim who chose to leave this day, the 27th day of Cheshvan. Rabbeinu Yonah ben Avraham of Gironde, France. Rabbi Zev Wold, the Rav of Salik. Rabbi Eliezer Lieber of Berdichev. Rabbi Shalom Eisen, the Mor Tzedek, in the Beit Din of Aida Haredis in Jerusalem, and Rabbi Gabriel Noach, and Rivki Holtzberg. These are the Chabadniks who were killed in the horror of Mumbai a few years ago in 2008. In the last verse of the Anabakoach, we say in a whisper, today's class is continuing the essay from last week by Rabbi Ashlag, Remembering. You can find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix in row 16, the right-hand column. When you open that up, it's a list of Rabbi Ashlag's essays. Scroll down to number 23A, and it will open up Attaining a True Thing. There is a spiritual substance on which the letters of the prayers are carved. The substance is the whitest of white parchment. It is called white fire, meaning that it is as though that white color comes by fire and turns into fire, crushing and sitting with all its might. The letters are sparks of fear and love. That is, the deficiency of awe and love are evident and sensed. This is the meaning of the black fire, since that color stems as though it is more deficient and sunken than the rest of the colors. For this reason, in the very beginning, that was the sight. Initially, the white parchment was seen, which is sufficiently processed with power and with whiteness. This is the meaning of the disclosure of the crown and its glow in the world of Asiya, the world of action. The meaning of Asiya is the parchment, as in, and the foreskin she shall not borrow from her neighbor, in one who has been joined together. The disclosure of the crown is the true revealed love, up to Dukhra, to the male of Arichanpin, and shattering is the letters of the fear. Understand that this is truly the book of heaven. Know that it is true from every angle. For this reason, a man will not truly attain something for which he has no lack, or which is not truly deficient. For this reason, any attainment that comes as a mere extra is not regarded as true attainment, since it is not deficient without it. Hence, there is falsehood in the labor, in the exertion, for it is as though for something that he truly needs. And I am adding, the above three or four paragraphs are describing the letters as our sages have described their development. It is also describing someone who feels a lack that is not real. An example would be a billionaire who struggles to acquire another $5 billion. This is why external teachings are false wisdom. That is, the work to attain it must be under a complete condition, as though for something that he truly needs and finds. But when he has found and obtained it, he sees that he was not at all deficient without it. Hence, it is a lie and falsehood. This is not so with the wisdom of serving the Creator. On the contrary, when he finds it, does he see how deficient he was without it? This is why it is true attainment from every angle. It is similar to one who pays for an object twice its value. He sighs because his friend had cheated him, and that purchase is false and fraudulent, since the imagination was fooling him. But regarding the intentions, it is not the doctor who should be asked, but the patient, for he needs sanctity and purity in the work of the Creator in order to intend, and the intentions will be preparations for his soul, for installment of sanctity. Also, we need not ask if the Torah is good, or if morals are good, or if in all your ways you shall know him, since the doctor can ask the patient about all that. If he is not in pain, then he is certain of his healing. So the patient is the one who knows. This is the meaning of what is written in the Zohar. A man must not look where one shouldn't, meaning that looking does not make him feel sanctity and purity. Accepting our sages as reliable witnesses. There are two kinds of servitude, one for the light and the other for the vessels, as it is impossible to speak or to understand degrees in the lights, much less say that one will be rewarded some light, but there is no such thing as part in spirituality. And a vow that has been slightly broken is broken in its entirety. I wonder at the acting mind and the minister of the world together. One gives the power of birth in a scene of adultery, in an adulterous affair, and one bestows stately buildings on false and fictitious foundations. I am referring to Aristotle, who commanded that he be glorified upon his ascent to heaven for his invention of a false foundation that sufficed as a target for the arrows of his narrow mind and for the exhaustion of all his spirit. This came to him because he saw in the books of Israel profound wisdom built on the foundations of Kabbalists, and he compared himself to them like a copycat, showing that his merit was as theirs, as he lied about himself. Had the prophecy been true, he would have been prepared for it. But our way is not his way, and a Kabbalist does not leave a false foundation as he has had left his foundations. Rather, although our sages and their teachings have given us in Kabbalah, but in that they are faithful witnesses, eyewitnesses, and nothing more. Instead, they teach us the way by which they were awarded being eyewitnesses. And when we understand our wisdom will be as theirs, and we will understand a true and real foundation upon which there is a glorious eternal building. The reason for his conduct is that in all things there are a first substance and a first concept. Concerning worldly concepts, which are hidden and immersed in material descriptions, we attain by removing the form, meaning from the first concept to the second concept, and so forth until the desirable concept. For this reason, we come by the first concept very easily, as with the smallest part. And I am adding, this is describing the process of logic, which grows from small to large. But this is not so with the heavenly. On the contrary, the first concept is the hardest to attain. It is called Nefesh Da'asiyah. And when we acquire the form of Nefesh Da'asiyah through Kabbalah, for attainment is denied of the fool, from the heavenly, but through Kabbalah it is possible. Through it, we learn the heavenly wisdom. At that time, we will have the right to attain the received foundation as the nature of the thing that is attained, and it will be possible to reconcile what is received as is natural with all concepts. But the fictitious foundation of his fictitious wisdom cannot be attained, as it is enough to come from judgment to be as the judged. Thus, the whole building remains as a false building of eternal disgrace. The soul of the proselyte. The pain that a severed organ feels is during the time of the judgment, the time of the severing. But subsequently, all the pain and deficiency remain in the whole body. Similarly, an organ feels pleasure when it is connected to the new body, but subsequently the pleasure leaves it as though it has died and returns to the rest of the body. This explains the verse, and that soul will be cut off from its steeple, indicating that any pain and deficiency are only for the general public, as though it had been cut off from the people. Likewise, the pleasure of the soul of the proselyte is only when it connects to the whole nation, the choice of the kind. But when it connects in full, the personal pleasure returns to the whole. I am adding, the process is complete when there is unity, and that is the revelation of the pleasure for all within the unity. It is an intimation to what people say. An old man and a child are equal, meaning that one who begins with wisdom, with what is complemented by it, are equal to each other, except for the filling of wisdom, which serves his king and not himself. But the whole question is in the meantime that it is work of the mind entirely for oneself and for one's own completion. For example, the servants of the king and the distinguished ministers of the king all serve the king. This is not so when they learn for their own completion. They work for themselves like a house full of texts of wisdom and songs of praise. And then when they fall into the hands of the profligates, they only boast with superficial matter that is revealed on paper, and they use it for their contemptible needs, losing a precious trait from themselves and from the whole world due to the worldliness in them, arousing contempt and wrath. The heart aches even more when sages see with their own eyes the filthy ones come into the house of the wisdom of Israel and take their superficial matter from the words, meaning the beauty of the words, for the work of their hands, vain and sanctimonious allegories. The orders of the wisdom are established on the foundations of true Kabbalah, attained by the knowledgeable. The form of wisdom is stripped into the work of a craftsman, and in my view, were it not for this mirror, they would not have had the nerve to fabricate foundations from their hearts, building witnesses on the foundations of falsehood and desolation, as did Aristotle and his company in heaven, and as due in corporality and physicality. It is even more so with those who come with disclosed filth, making them targets for his arrows of stupidity, to boast before others as stupid as himself. They cannot be forgiven. It is an evident example, no deficiency in the world is established in physicality at all. Rather, every deficiency in wholeness is imprinted in spirituality. that is in the beginning of wholeness that will be depicted in the world. He will have no need to change any physical incident, but only to bless the spiritual. For instance, we see that a man assumes great pains and jolts along the way to gain wealth, even by taking great risks. Then against your will, the depicting power from the hope of fortune subdues him and turns the evil into great good, until it every bit of his soul he places himself in jeopardy for the sufficient preparation. Therefore, it is not far at all if the Creator draws near, meaning the reward for the labor as much as one can. He will not feel any agony or pain in the exertion. Three factors. The Torah is like an entire world from which three factions enjoy in different ways. The first faction is the masses, who have not been prepared to make any form abstract, unless they have no desire for any form but the first substance from all that fills the world, which comes directly to the senses and to the imagination. The second form is one who has been prepared to be able to make the material form abstract and to take and enjoy another form close to spirituality, which is found beneath it. This is an emotional, intellectual delight, meaning from separate concepts imprinted in these material images. The third form to the third faction is one who has been prepared to acquire general forms from separate concepts imprinted in both spiritual and physical forms. These tie a thread to a thread, and a pole by pole, they descend to the deep and rise to the heaven. This form is found after abstracting the above-mentioned second form. Similarly, three completions come from the Torah to the three above-mentioned factions. Excuse me. The first faction is completed with the first matter. The second faction is completed by form. And the third faction is completed by inclusion, which is abstracting a form from a form and a thread from a thread. Certainly, one who does not favor people more than matter will certainly not be completed by the Torah more than his will and attainments. This is what Maimonides meant, that one must learn logic before the wisdom of truth. I am adding, the letters change spiritual entities like souls. This change takes the form of going in the way the soul wishes to go. If the soul is not willing to change a negative trait, the letters will not change that trait. Conversely, if the person wants to change a negative trait, the letters will change that trait from within the soul, without the awareness of the soul. However, from experience, we know and see that there are indirect influence and power in the light in it, which can suddenly lift one above the first faction, up to the degree of a man from the third faction. It follows that he works to obtain a needle and obtains a house full of silver and gold. This world and the next world. There is no difference between this world and the next world, except that one is temporary and one is eternal. But there is no possession in this world or in the next world that is not a separate spiritual matter. Of course, the measure that one has acquired from this kind in the temporary, one will remain his in the eternal. This is the view of the whole ones, and Maimonides, too, admits it. However, this cannot be disclosed to the public because they will not listen and will not pay attention to the work of leaving that small portion to their crass imagination. It is like a craftsman whose hearing is not influenced by any ordinary sound in the world, except for a great noise. But if all the musicians and singers came together, they would provide for his hearing only a crass and noisy sound, and specifically unpleasant. Likewise, it is impossible to speak to the public about anything spiritual, except through a chaotic racket. Words of reason will not help them, because their souls have not been prepared to enjoy forms that ride atop materialism. Hence, they cling only to the first image of creation that is near them, being the thickness in the physicality. For this reason, words of the next world also necessitate that fine expression be attached to this kind. Therefore, it is forbidden to speak with them of the intellectual form in the substance of the eternal. For the substance would break, they would not attain that form, and would be denied of both. For this reason, I will make for them a special composition to provide a general depiction that is close to the truth regarding the form of the Garden of Eden and hell. Afterward, I will be able to speak of the remaining of the soul with the best among them. Succinctly speaking, know that the form of this world is a separate spiritual one, and it is not thick or crass, except in relation to the material ones, but not in the form of the Creator. For this reason, he finds all those forms within him. It follows that at the end of correction, precisely the crass matter will be gone, and the separate forms from these images, both are from reality and from the order of existence of reality, such as eating and drinking, will all remain in eternity, since nothing is lost except the matters and their foundations. But in the forms, there is no loss. They will not suffer at all from the ruin of their first matter, which has already done its part. And if you are one of true form, it is easy to understand how to take off the forms from the filthy materials in the world, such as adultery, gluttony, and self-love, as these forms will remain in spirituality in the form of a separate mind. They will remain in two discernments. The first discernment is every form toward personal consideration. The second discernment is every form towards a general discernment. These forms are forever called carcasses of the wicked, as it is written, and they shall go forth and look upon the carcasses of the men who have rebelled against me. From that we can easily understand the forms of holiness. This is the reward and punishment, and it is felt by the owner in this world too. But after the stripping off of the above-mentioned form, there is another abstraction which is more general. It is called the world of revival, and neither has the eye seen, meaning that even the prophets do not engage in him, but each one who understands receives from a Kabbalist stage. By that you will understand the words, a transgression does not quench a mitzvah, a good deed. Since the carrier brings both forms together into the spiritual world, in one he delights, and in the other he is judged. This is the meaning of the Creator does not deny the reward from any creation. And what Maimonides wrote, that there is faith only after the depiction of the operated in one's soul, I wish to say that it is by virtue of the godly gift, as he discerned regarding the attainment of the light from one another. This does not contradict what I have written. Here I have explained the completion that comes to the above mentioned first and second factions. But as for what comes to the third faction, I have implied, but I have not explained. That's the end of the essay. Are there any questions? Classes tomorrow at 4:30 West Coast time will be a mini Zohar class. We'll be talking about different forms of idol worship for those of you who wish to join us. Section 49. And at 7 o'clock, we will begin a new series of classes on the Tikkuni Zohar. We've been able to include the Tikkuni Zohar both in Aramaic and in an English translation. So we'll be doing both tomorrow. Wednesday at 4:30 will be a mini Zohar, and at 7 p.m. is our Rosh Chodesh Kislev connection. And I hope you'll join us for that. Thursday at 4:30, we will continue our classes on the Advanced Reincarnation. And at 7 o'clock, a Zohar class from the Sulam Commentary. Are there any questions? Shalom to all. Have a beautiful evening.
Thank you, Hannah.
Shalom.
Thank you. Shalom.